women control just over half of all wealth in the United States. And by the end of this decade, it is projected that number will grow to two-thirds of this country's wealth. According to a leading women's financial advocacy group, the shift will likely reshape the financial industry as women increasingly seek financial advisors who understand their attitudes toward money. It turns out that men and women see money very differently.
Women are more focused on the relationship side. Men will be more about making a rate of return.
Danielle Howard has spent 21 years in the financial industry and now owns Wealth by Design, a small financial firm in Basalt. She's one of a growing number of money advisors who are focusing on female clients and recognizing how women approach the subjects of investment, income, and financial security.
Where I'm really passionate about is helping people understand the meaning of money in their lives. You know, how do you look at your aspirations, your dreams? It isn't just number-crunching goals.
Howard says the mechanics of understanding one's finances are extremely important. Just as in any planning for the future, choosing the right investment vehicle is critical. Equally important are setting financial goals, understanding spending, and rates of return on investment. Still, what she wants is for women to be able to become secure enough so they can visualize beyond the balance of their accounts.
The quantitative side is incredibly important. We have to crunch the numbers. You have to look at asset allocation. You have to look at the type of tools, you know, tax efficient. But you need both. You need the qualitative and the quantitative, because the quantitative isn't going to make your boat float in the long run.
Howard holds workshops that are less about pie charts or graphs and more about personal attitudes and values. She doesn't even call them workshops. Instead, they are financial salons with titles like Wine, Women, and Wealth. Her website has a tab labeled For the Ladies. Another is Passionate, Purposeful, and 50+. She describes her service as a boutique. Her office has the warmth of a cozy coffee klatch with a big kitchen table.
I try to get to know a person from their values and what are they trying to accomplish. Then, as a financial advisor, you know, we'll spread everything out on the table.
Howard's concentration on women's needs in the financial world has won over her clients and, in turn, drawn the attention of Women Certified, an advocacy group for female consumers. Along with the nonprofit Women's Institute for Financial Education, the groups this month awarded Danielle Howard the Women's Choice Award for Financial Advisors. Candace Barr and Janita Wall co-founded the Institute and helped create the award. They say it is a way to certify a planner for women seeking financial advice. The award is based on a range of criteria that include a check of the advisor's financial soundness and credibility. Also important, say Barr and Wall, is how well an advisor, quote, speaks woman, unquote. Men and women can look at the same number on a financial account, they say, and think differently about it. First, Janita Wall.
You do see the same number, but the question becomes, what are you going to do about it?
And women do look at money differently. Women are far more holistic often in their approach, and that's a general comment, but that's what we found over the years, that women look at money holistically. What is it going to do for their family? What kinds of things can they do to reach their goals? Where often men use money as a scorecard. How successful am I?
Another big motivator for women seeking financial advice is life change. Transitions like children growing up and moving away, divorce, or the death of a spouse. Again, Candace Barr.
Whether it's from childhood to adult or our children moving on and going to college and we become empty nesters, or we often, unfortunately, half of us end up single after having been married, and to find an advisor who recognizes that and is there to help them is really powerful.
At her office in Basalt, Danielle Howard recounts the questions she gets asked by women clients. She agrees that life changes are central to many.
A big one I will hear in this valley is, can't sell my house. It's not a good time to sell my house. Well, if you look at what you're trying to accomplish, if you dig down and figure out, you know, from a work standpoint, or, you know, relational or spiritual, or, you know, whatever your values are, it may be an okay time to sell the house. You know, but we get stuck in our little boxes and we think that, you know, this is the only way to do it.
Of the award she received this month, Howard says it's an honor. The award is still new. Only about 70 have been awarded so far across the country. The criteria used for evaluation and links to more information about women and financial independence are at aspenpublicradio.org.